Hello, good evening. My name is Brian Fuller. I live at 15 Jefferson Street in Rockland here. And I just want to talk for a second about a little bit of history of natural gas. I have a family member who is from Utah, where they had some natural gas. And they had natural gas in one of the ski areas in Utah. And what happened there, they thought it was a cheaper energy source at the time. So they accepted that, and they had natural gas go up to a big lodge ski area, a very big one that's in the state. And they had an explosion because gas leaks. Mechanical, man-made things fail after a certain amount of time. It's a shelf life. And the ski lodge blew up. There were many people killed. There was an avalanche. And after about 3 days of crews going through this area and trying to find anyone that was still alive, there was a boy found after 3 days living in a bathtub. His family had deceased. This stuff, I really believe in alternative energy. I don't believe it's really good to be dependent on foreign oil and that sort of thing. But I think we need a lot of education, a lot of, looking into the pluses and minuses of different sorts of energy. And I really care about my friends and neighbors and family throughout the state that could be affected by fracking and their water sources throughout the state to run a pipeline. And I really care about my kids and my grandkids who live really nearby here, who could have this whole thing blow up in front of their faces and have no future whatsoever. So, I don't believe in depending on foreign things. I believe in trying to, have this country be self-supportive. But we really have to look at this whole thing. And I think we're looking at a kind of a dangerous proposition. I know we're looking at it from past history. And I appreciate you hearing me on this. Thank you very much.